Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from good business etiquette, handling pet peeves, common practical sense, because etiquette encompasses every interaction. If you are listening live, call 646-787-8021. Here is public speaking coach, trainer, and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Sunday, September 15th, 2019, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely and a little bit hot city of Atlanta, Georgia. This evening, we will actually pick up on our conversation that we started last week with Dr. Megan Saunders, who's the founder and executive director for Forgive for Health Ministries. And I tell you, you want to certainly stay tuned. Well, again, welcome to all of you. Welcome to you first-time listeners as well. The name of our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? So it would only be proper to answer that question, and etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, who we have to thank is Charles I and II of England, for they copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I know you want to help me in applauding Charles I and II. We are very, very excited again to welcome back our special guest. In case you did not have an opportunity to listen to the show on last week, you're going to still have an opportunity to do that because each of our shows are archived and you'll be able to go back and listen to that show in its entirety. You certainly did miss out, but no worries. Again, you'll be able to go back and listen once again. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to bring on Dr. Megan. Megan, are you there?
Good afternoon, Donna, or good evening. I'm here. Thank you for having me again.
You are so welcome. Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Now, for those who did not have an opportunity to listen to the show, or they may be just finding out about this for the first time, I'm just going to give you a little time to tell everyone about yourself, and we'll just kind of move right into the rest of our information, okay?
Thank you. Well, my name is Megan Saunders, and I am the founder of a small forgiveness ministry that's worldwide. It has a global reach in Atlanta, Georgia. We started with working with divorcees and have expanded to all people. We have no particular race or creed, but we started with African Americans, so we continue to be true to that population. I am a health professional, but also have been working in ministry for umpteens of years, and in Atlanta certainly for over 20 years. And so I bring the health perspective as well as the spiritual side of this of work to the ministry. And so we have a small but mighty team here in Atlanta working to bring the message of forgiveness to the ends of the world. We start with our work by assessing forgiveness using a validated and evidence-based tool. And then we triage or work work with clients to help them to find whatever they need to get them to be free of the unshackled from the burdens of unforgiveness. And so that's a little bit about us. We are out of Atlanta, actually in the Stone Mountain area, and we take our ministry to wherever God opens the door for us to help to heal his people. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And, of course, we did talk a little bit about last week when we talked about the impact of forgiveness, actually. And, of course, we know that unforgiveness plays a major role in your health, correct? And I know you talked a little bit about that. And I need to keep my promise. And we appreciate all of you that reach out to us via email, because we certainly do invite you to send us your questions and comments. And I did promise last week there were a couple that we did not have an opportunity to address. And so I do want to do that now. And you just sort of answered one of them, Dr. Megan. One says, "Dear Etiquette Lady, I really enjoy your show. Is this conference for African Americans only? Thank you." And this comes from Sarah M. in Alpharetta. Thank you, Sarah, for sending that. And as Dr. Megan just said, it's not only for African Americans only. And so she just kind of touched on that, but she did start, you know, with that. So everyone, right, Dr. Megan, is certainly welcome to this conference.
Welcome to everybody, Donna. We have Caucasian speakers. We have a mixture of populations represented, and it's open to all people. Because we understand that regardless of your race or your religion, forgiveness is a tenet of all religions, and it's something we are all taught to do. We might not do it willingly, but as kids, we are all taught to forgive if you got into a fight or an issue with others. And so it's something that's ingrained in most of us, but it's not something we easily do. And so we can talk about that, but it's for all people. So I'd love to have Sarah come from Alpharetta, as well as any Caucasian that would like to come and just learn and listen and be a part of this event that's coming up this weekend.
Wonderful. And as you said, you know, forgive everyone. Needs to forgive, no matter your background or your race or creed. So very good. So we certainly wanted to address that, to let her know that you're certainly welcome to come out as well. There is another one that actually came in last week, and I do want to address that. And what it says is, "Ms. Donna, thanks for your show and glad you're back. Please ask Dr. Saunders, how does forgiveness relate to your overall health? I would love to attend the conference, but I live in Washington State. Is she coming here?" And this is Mark Leather. Elite Mark, if I'm pronouncing your last name incorrectly, I'm sorry. It looks like Leather or Leather. Thank you so much for reaching out.
Thank you, Mark. That's a great question. I'd love to come to Washington State. In fact, I come there quite often for work. To your question about forgiveness, I think it's important to realize that with forgiveness or unforgiveness comes bitterness, anger, bad feelings, or poor effect. And what that does is that builds up a resentment and bitterness in that person. And what we have seen through extensive research is that over time, that can lead to several issues, including problems with your heart. We have actually in research linked back pain to unforgiveness, infertility, the list goes on, belly fat because of the extensive release of cortisol, which is a fight, flight, or flight hormone. And so blood sugars out of control, blood pressure out of control, because the stress and the anger that people are holding in can lead to all of this, because the whole hormonal system can be affected. The brain, the memory. I mean, it would take a whole afternoon to tell you, but there is not a part of you that this anger and bitterness that would not affect, because if the hormones are out of sync, if you could think of it this way, the flight or flight hormone doesn't get turned off. And so the cortisol is continuing to run, and you're in this very hyper state. And so it leads to a lot of hormonal imbalance. It leads, as I said, to weight gain, people sort of grinding their teeth. It leads to elevated blood sugars, blood pressures, belly fat. I mean, there's a whole, and of course, we've linked through very evidence-based research, even back pain, to unforgiveness. And so I think it's important for us, and one of the things I said last week is that as you come into the clinical setting, people tend to look at a person and just look at their symptoms, and I've seen this. Her blood sugar is out of control. Her blood pressure is out of control, but she's not eating anything that could get this out of control. And so they'll come, and they said, can you help me with this patient? And I stopped to start to find out what's going on with this person, and it's realized it's not what they're eating, it's what's eating them. And so they start with a forgiveness assessment, and we figure out that she's this is a great example. This woman has come to Atlanta. She's now divorced with tons of kids, working two jobs in school, and she's mad with her ex-husband. And so trying to help her to let that go, and then to move on with her life so she's a better mother, a better person, all of those numbers start coming down when she starts the process of forgiveness. And so the implications of forgiveness on your health is multi-pronged. And so if I say nothing else and nothing else comes across today, is that although it's a spiritual piece of your life, it affects your physical health as well as your mental and emotional health as well.
I think you broke that down quite well, because we hear that, and I think sometimes we may think it's a cliche sometimes. It's not what he or she is eating, but it is what is eating them. And so I think you just really broke that piece down, because I know I remember, you know, hearing that over the years. But that is actually an effect, correct? That is amazing.
Yes. I mean, you know, the anger, it's, and I say this in most of my presentation, it's like drinking poison and thinking you're going to hurt that person that's hurt you. And so what, and it blocks you from getting healed as well as blocking them. So when we release it, and the word of God, if you're a Christ follower or you're in any religion, talks about the need to forgive. And so when we learn to forgive, then we start this process of allowing God or any higher power you believe in to work and intervene in the situation. But unless some of us want to be God, and we won't let it go. And so that sort of inhibits your progress as well as the other person. And sometimes I have worked with divorcees who refused to give up ex-husbands for 20 years ago, and they have gone on with new wives and new lives, and they are stuck and they are sick. And so as they learn to let go, they start finding peace, and with that comes the health start returning, and that person can go on to be a productive citizen. But if you're holding on to the anger, it's like holding, drinking poison and thinking somebody else is going to die, and you're basically killing yourself. Now, nobody, me of all person, will tell you that forgiveness is easy. It is difficult. But as Gandhi said, forgiveness is only, it's not for the weak, it's for the strong. You are stronger when you choose to forgive than to be living in unforgiveness. And so it's important for us to realize that forgiveness is not a weak thing. It is something you get by it, as social actors who are really invested in this. And it helps you, the society you live in, your community, your home, to be better places to live in when we start by forgiving. And so it's always important to think about that. And then it allows God to work in you as well as in the other person. And you'd be surprised what would happen. You might even be able to reconcile the relationship, which is another part of the process. So thank you, Donna.
Wow. Wow. So we can really understand by it being broken down the way you did, why it's so important to forgive. And who do you really, I mean, do you really hear people talking about this subject matter?
Well, I hear it a lot. I mean, but you know what we have to understand? I mean, you know, in your family, there may be a need to forgive. Workplace, I mean, it's fraught with unforgiveness. And we have recent research just out of Georgia State showed that presentism, people are just present, their morale is low. So unforgiveness at work is even maybe more difficult than at home, because you have to go back and face that boss. you have to be there, and you might not even want to forgive, but you have to find ways to cope. And so forgiveness is an issue that touches all spheres of our lives, whether it's in our relationships at home, in our marriage, in our workplace. And Donna, what I want to say to all the listeners that's within the sound of my voice, or you can take a plane or come across the border from South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, wherever, we will look at all of these issues at the conference on Saturday. We have sessions that's going to look at marriage. We have issues that's going to look at divorce. We'll talk about food because a lot of us eat to sort of cover our pain. We'll talk about money. We'll also talk about how we mask some of these feelings and how to remove those masks. So, you know, it's going to be important that if you're able to come, that you come. It's a place to come to let your heart breathe again. It's a place to come to release yourself from all this stress. And we actually take you through a 5-step process called REACH to show you how to let go of the pain that you're carrying. And so you leave with lots of tools to go back to help your family and your friends and to help your community to be stronger and more forgiving.
Wow. And tell everyone when this conference is. Remind them.
It's September 21st. Yes, it's our second annual Forgiveness and Wellness Day, September 21st. It's an interesting week, Donna. The International Forgiveness Day for the first time this year will be observed on September 18th. And then we have the World Day of Peace on September 21st. So this week, it's a week of forgiveness and looking all the way going into Saturday for World Peace Day. So we have selected to have our meeting, our conference that day. And so it's September 21st in Decatur, Georgia at the Tabernacle Church, which is located at 1580 Agape Way. There's a nominal fee of $25 to come to get this whole day immersion into forgiveness. We will start with assessing forgiveness. We will start with presentations, the ringing of the peace bell. And then we will also go into sessions that will look at forgiveness from God's perspective and why you should come into the light of forgiveness. So some of the things I'll talk about in that session is, you know, the health benefit, the relational benefit of forgiveness, what you stand to lose if you don't forgive. And so what it's coming into that light. And so we have Pastor Ken Corley, who will talk about the power of forgiveness. And then we'll move into a session from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they'll look at adverse childhood experiences and how that shapes your health. A lot of people are not aware that, you know, things that happens to you in your life before your 18th birthday actually can impact the diseases you're facing, the way you cope with issues when they happen to you. So we want to talk about adverse childhood experiences and help our audience members to realize that sometimes the way you react to something is because of your upbringing or what you saw in the home, and then how do you change that paradigm? And so then we will, you know, we'll have a Grammy Award winner, Vernessa Mitchell, who's now a pastor at our noon plenary. She'll come to speak. And I love her title. It's called Time for Change. I think it's a very fitting theme because she's going to speak to that. And then we'll have Pastor Tawna Culberson speak about the need for the church to be a center for forgiveness and peace and restoration. And then we'll go into a break, and then we'll go into some of those workshops that I mentioned earlier about money and food, et cetera. And then we'll do some forgiveness circle, and we'll end with a forgiveness ceremony, as well as talk about mental health. And we'll have also a CDC speaker talk to mental health. So it's a jam-packed day. If you can come, don't let money be a hindrance. Come all over and come on and be blessed, because you will leave a changed person equipped with new tools to deal with the unforgiveness that you might have been carrying for years. Thank you, Donna. And I think Kylie's on as well. He was at last year's conference, and I think he'd love to talk a little bit. I know we had problems hearing him last week about what that did for him last week. Yes, so thank you.
We will. Okay, and so you hear it is certainly a packed day, and it's going to be a wonderful day. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and go to our phones, okay? We'll be right back in just a moment.
Communication is key. Are you looking for an energetic, motivated, and exciting workshop presenter to present at your school, parent meeting, or conference? Donna Paige Riley, communication and socialization expert, author, certified leadership trainer, speaker, and coach, will bring her on-site training to your school or conference site. In today's society of social media, face-to-face communication skills seems to have been pushed aside. Attendees of this workshop will learn fun and exciting ways to more effectively communicate with their children and to ensure how their children can effectively communicate with others. Communication is Key has been featured in workshops around the country. After attending this interactive session, attendees will leave with timely, up-to-date information and numerous ideas on how to communicate with confidence. To book your workshop, go to www.pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette.com. Or send your workshop request to msdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. That's msdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. When Miss Donna speaks, people get motivated. Sullivan Electric Services Company, LLC, specializes in new commercial and residential wiring, rewiring, service and panel upgrades, outlets, dedicated circuits, surge protection, and time clocks. In addition to interior and exterior lighting, there's landscape lighting, recessed can lights, security cameras, low voltage wiring, and more. Sullivan Electric Services consistently receives 5-star ratings. For additional information, go to www.sullivanelectric.com. www.sullivanelectric.com. SullivanElectric.com or call 770-559-1159. 770-559-1159. At Sullivan Electric, we light the world the most excellent way. This commercial was pretty.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 646-787-8021 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and we are speaking with the founder and the executive director for Forgive for Health. And we're talking about the conference that's coming up on this coming Saturday. We're going to go ahead and go to our phones, and thank you all for waiting. And let's see, extension 6410, 6410. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Hello. Hello. Okay, they could be listening, and that's fine. Extension 4862, hello, thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Hello? Okay, they could be listening as well. All right, let's go ahead and we're going to go to bring Kyle on. Let's see if we can pick him up as well. Kyle, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you?
Good. God bless, Donna. Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So excited that we are able to speak with you on this evening. And understand that you attended the conference. And so just kind of give us a little testimonial about, you know, what the conference, what impact it actually had on you when you attended.
You know, I met Megan, and she's like a mother to me. Praise God. Through divorce care, I've had a dysfunctional background. I've had two ex-wives. I've had a lot to forgive. She helped me with that. And it's nothing like having that release, because hurting people hurt people. So when you get past your hurt and pain, release it to God, you're able to have a better relationship with God and pray for those people who hurt you. And so the release is what I experience and from God, and that's been the biggest benefit of it all.
Amen. That is great to hear that. And we're so glad that, you know, that did make an impact, you know, on your life, and that has been life-changing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So those persons that may be on the fence a little bit about, well, you know, maybe I can go, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I'll go next time, what would you say to them?
I would say when you know better, you do better. When I had gone, you know, as Megan said, there's a forgiveness assessment. Just like Alcoholics Anonymous, you don't know you have a problem until you go and have someone talk to you and hold you accountable. So you talk about this problem. You talk about your relationships, what you're experiencing, how you feel. All of these things help you to assess where you are with your relationship with God. Lord, you know, because he doesn't want us to, you know, hold unforgiveness. You know, he says, you forgive others and I'll forgive you, you know. So it's all about loving God. That's why we're here in the first place. We love God and we want to help people. So in loving God, we receive his love and love him back, and that's by loving each other. So how is your relationship with God is going to be at peace if you can't have peace with your fellow man, family who, you know, did you wrong or whatever? So it's all about that relationship, having that peace, all the fruits of the Spirit, to walk in the Christendom. So it's a blessing. You know, you need to forgive so that you can move on with your life. And as Megan said, you know, there's so many drawbacks and downsides to unforgiveness. The number one is, you know, not pleasing unto God when you don't forgive someone. So we love God. We want to forgive. That's the main thing.
Well, thank you so much, Kyle, for sharing that. And it sounds like that is just a wonderful gift that you give to yourself is actually forgiving. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Appreciate it. And God bless you, okay?
Yes, God bless you.
Well, Dr. Megan, wow, that is great. So for those who, you know, may be on the fence still, that may, you know, help them, because it's actually, you're giving this gift to yourself, right?
It is a gift. I mean, one of the things about the five-step process is, so we are offering this altruistic gift. Forgiveness, most times, you don't think the person deserves it, so it's a gift, you know, and so the gift you could give yourself this week where we're going to be focusing on the World Day, International Day of Forgiveness on Wednesday the 18th, and World Day of Peace on the 21st, is come to this conference. You'll never have been to one like this, I promise you, and get yourself in a better space, and so you can have peace with yourself, peace in your family, peace in your workplace, and peace with God, whosoever you consider him to be. And so as this week of peace and forgiveness sort of rolls into Saturday, the best thing you could give to for yourself, if you're within, you know, this area or in driving distance or flying distance, is coming, getting that assessment done, and then starting to hear these things, because most of us don't realize, for instance, when we talk about adverse childhood experiences, that most Americans have more than two or three of them. And the more of them you have, the more it sets you up for diseases such as diabetes and heart diseases. And so how do you deal with that as well as your life evolves from your 18th birthday? And what do you do to help the kids that are under 18 now in your family that might have some of these? And some of these things include an abandonment, a parent missing at home, somebody in jail in your family, or just poverty, or racism if you're black and you're being mistreated. So most Americans have adverse childhood experiences, and it set us on this trajectory of dealing with things in a different way. It also it's actually being linked to our health in the future, and not only our health, but the health of generations to come. And so what can you do? As you can put a line in the sand and decide you're going to make a change in your life so it can go into the family for future generations. And that's what I did. I had to choose to forgive the many people, too much a name, that's hurt me in my life, and made a line in the sand and say it stops here. I am choosing not to go back to unforgiveness. I don't care who you do, what you do to me. In fact, this conference has been a test of all my forgiveness skills, because the devil has used it to bring me back into unforgiveness. It's another story. But suffice to say, they spat on Jesus, they've persecuted him, they crucified him. But I am willing to go through that before I go back into unforgiveness, because it's not worth it. And so we have to put a line and stand still and decide what we want to do for our families. And, you know, it starts maybe by just saying you're sorry to your children if you've hurt them or to your spouse, and then finding a way to get some reconciliation and hope and peace and forgiveness back into your relationships. But without that, there will be no peace, as Desmond Tutu said. So if you're really seeking peace, then you cannot get to it without forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I'd just like to take that, Donna. Thank you.
Yes, and I also, there's a few more emails that we're going to go to. And if you notice, we extended out a few moments because, of course, last week we ran out of time and we sort of ran over. So we extended out a little bit this evening in preparation of knowing that we were going to receive additional information. But what I'm going to do is there's one that says, Etiquette Lady Miss Donna, I'm excited to hear that this topic is being discussed. Where is this going to take place? Thank you, Carolyn F. And Carolyn lives in Conyers. And, of course, you've already covered that, and she's probably heard that already. But I did want to let you guys know that I do see your emails, and I am grateful that you are communicating with us. Welcome back, Ms. Donna. I'm excited that this topic, about this topic, as I know I have a few people to forgive. Can't wait to hear more information. That came from Jonathan, Chicago, and hopefully, Jonathan, we've covered a lot of information. And in case you guys are just joining us, I felt to say just a few moments ago, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking to Dr. Megan Saunders about the forgiveness conference that's coming up on this coming weekend. Ms. Donna, I am so glad your break is over and you are back. Please ask Dr. Megan if she will ever have a forgiveness event for you. That would be great. Thanks for the work that you do. And this comes from Calumetta in Los Angeles, California.
That's an interesting question. There's a group out of California that works with children, but I have had a lot of requests for that. So I am going to seriously consider doing that, but I don't know when. We are laying out the dates and calendar activities for 2020. And we do know that September 18th, which is going to be next, the second International Day of Forgiveness, will be the next conference. But I'm open to that, and I'll be praying about it. So I would suggest to the person from LA to just send us a message on our website at forgive4health.org. And what we will do is we'll put you on our list, our email list, and keep you updated about when we will do that program for youth. But there is a massive need across this country to help our youth to forgive as well. So thank you for that question.
Wonderful. And probably the younger the better, because if you don't really, you know, have the tools and really understand the power of forgiveness when you're younger, then it just continues to grow and fester as you age. Is that not correct?
That is so correct. And so one of our speakers at this conference, that you wouldn't be surprised where people are getting hurt. One of our speakers coming up at this coming conference on the 21st for the Lady in Conyers is going to be in Decatur at Agape Way, which is right on the 285 bridge, 1580 Agape Way. She was molested up to her fifth birthday by her grandfather. And so you would think that a child at five wouldn't have to worry about forgiveness, but the evidence is contrary to that, that children are hurting. Some of us, like me, I was abandoned at 1 year and 6 months. And so, you know, not having anybody. I was 16 when I asked my mom if I was going to die before I would see her face, because I had a chance to write her. And so children are carrying a lot of burden. And so I understand the need. I was one of those children, and I am definitely going to be looking forward to seeing how, if I maybe could work with a team in Los Angeles, and I could send you that information, because they actually work with youth, to see if maybe there's a way to connect some of our work together, because I don't care who gets the credit. I mean, if we could help God's people. So there may be a way to do that in combination with another ministry working out in that side of the country. But I come to Los Angeles very often because I have a daughter in school there. So would love to do something there as well as Chicago and the D.C. area. So just send me an invitation and we'll see what we can do.
Wonderful, wonderful. And thank you, Calametta, for that. We're going to take another real quick break. Then we're going to come back. We have some more callers. And callers, thank you so much for holding on. We will be right back in just a moment. We're going to go directly to the phones as we prepare to wrap up. We'll be right back.
Proper business etiquette is a powerful tool that will help you get a job, keep a job, or succeed in a job. Many people think they automatically have proper business etiquette, but often they do not. Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC, is ready, willing, and able to assist in this area. On-site training works. There are 5 benefits to bringing Pages Etiquette Seminars training to your company's door. Number 1, it's convenient. Simply let us know what time is best for your schedule. We can present our seminar right in your company's conference room. Number 2, it's personalized. And recognizing that each company is unique, we will first access your goals and then we will tailor our business etiquette workshop to fit the exact needs of your organization. Number 3, it's hands-on. Our seminars involve interactive and high-energy learning, not the put-you-to-sleep boring lectures. In fact, our trainers encourage participation. Number 4, it's a realistic training investment. The per-person tuition is significantly competitive and is based on either a 1 hour, a 1.5 day, or full day of training. You decide. And finally, number 5, it's easy. We take care of everything, even down to the minor details. We want to make sure the training is exactly what you want it to be. After completing this workshop, participants will find that technical skills coupled with valuable people skills or good manners will make a tremendous difference both personally and professionally. For additional information or to book your workshop, contact www.pagesetiquette.com. www.pagesetiquette.com. There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects 1 in every 7 Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
We are back, and we are talking to Dr. Megan Saunders, who's the Executive Director and Founder of Forgive for Health Ministry. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We're going to go to the phone. Let's the extension 858, extension 858. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? 858. Hello? Okay, they may be just listening, so we certainly don't want to leave anyone out. So, Dr. Megan, so if you would, just sort of give us a wrap-up and give the information again about where the conference will be, and we'll just kind of wrap up from there.
It's going to be at the Assemblies of God Tabernacle, which is located at 1580 Agape Way in Decatur, Georgia. The theme this year is moving to the light of forgiveness after life's trauma. You will be changed by attending. You cannot afford to miss it if it's within driving distance or flying distance, because we will have we have assembled a faculty from the CDC, from pastors and leaders in their field. And we have clinical psychologists coming to speak. We have Dr. Leangelis Bird, who is the CDC director for the Office of Minority Health, speaking. We have a Grammy Award winner coming, who is now a pastor, Vanessa Mitchell. It is going to be an awesome day. You'll come and be immersed in this forgiveness and go back with skills and expertise to your home, to your neighborhood, to make a difference in your family and your community. It's going to be life-changing. You cannot afford to miss it. So we look forward to seeing you in Decatur on the 25th. It starts at 9 a.m. and closes at 6. It's a whole day of fun, learning, and excitement. I cannot wait to see you. Thank you.
And Dr. Megan, I certainly want to just take just a moment to thank you for the work that you do, for the ministry that you're heading. And I certainly do want to applaud you for it. Because
thank
we know
you,
so many people's lives we know are certainly being changed, as we heard of the testimonial a few moments ago. And just why it's so important to forgive. And it's a little more than just saying, oh, I forgive you, but it's really doing it, right?
Yes. It's hard work.
Yeah.
It's very hard work, and it takes a lot of commitment. And going back, it's a process. You might start it, and then you stop, or you complete it, and you think you're forgiven, and something comes up, and you start the process over again. It is hard work, but it's not for the weak. For the strong. It's not an issue of being weak when you choose to forgive. So please choose to forgive. And it's hard, but we are here to help you and support you in any way we can. So just send us an email or call our ministry and check out our website at www.forgive4help.org. Thank you, Donna, and have a good Sunday. Rest of your Sunday.
You are so welcome. And, guys, thanks again for supporting our show and for listening. Everyone who called, and whether you were just calling on the line to listen, that's perfectly fine. Those of you that may be listening for the first time. And, of course, our loyal listeners. And I thank you so much for the messages that you've sent to me. And you've missed me over the summer. I've missed you guys as well. So we are back and want to certainly invite you next week. We begin our back to school series. So we know that school is back in session all around the country. And so we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on. So we want to certainly invite you to listen to that show as well. And you can, in fact, you can go on and like our show, or you can tell I don't do a whole lot of social media, Dr. Megan. So like our show or follow the show. I never say anything about it. People ask me why I don't. I told them, yes, follow our show, okay, if you'd like. Also, listen, remember, if you have an etiquette question or a topic, and, of course, we know that etiquette encompasses every single area of our lives, you can certainly feel free to let us know if you want to hear us cover something in particular, and we will try to do our best to accommodate that, okay? Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Invite them to listen. After all, the goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we know that we can only do that one person at a time, but we know we can only do that with your help. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, Matthew 7:12. Okay, remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That is one of my most favorite favorite, Proverbs 3:3. Never tire of loyalty and kindness, okay? Even though some other people may not be kind to you or they may not act kind, just continue to be kind, okay? Write them deep within your heart. That means just really stick to it, okay? Initiate a random act of kindness this week. We always ask you to do that. At least one. You can do at least one act of kindness this week, okay? Again, I certainly want to thank you for tuning in to the show. We appreciate it. We don't take it lightly. And listen, good night. Take care. God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.